An African-American leans against a brick wall. He is shirtless, black pants, red Reebok high tops. Slung over one shoulder, sheets and a soiled comforter that's losing its stuffings. His bearded face is haunted with experience. He looks into your eyes. He is waiting. The photograph is one of 65 on view this week at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. The show is called Stranger Passing, Collected Portraits by Joel Sternfeld. Mr. Sternfeld joins us from our bureau in New York. That man, Mr. Sternfeld, the one in New York carrying his bedding, he is not like any homeless person I have ever seen.
I don't want to start with an argument, but in fact, maybe he is. Maybe it's just that in this picture, his dignity comes out a bit more, but you and I have both met homeless people who have the same dignity. And I think it just became a little bit more visible in this picture, perhaps because he's wearing his blanket like a toga, perhaps because he wears his red shoes like ballet slippers, perhaps he crosses his feet as if he has ballet training. And my hope for the picture is that it alerts you and me and viewers to the fact that we don't really know who these homeless people are. In fact, we don't even know who all of the people in this book really are from their appearance alone.
Ah, there's another image that's catching my eye, and it's a total opposite of the homeless man, or, you know, maybe it is not. It's a fellow in a dark suit. He's got a tidy white shirt. He's wearing a patterned tie. He's standing at an honor box. He's just bought a newspaper, I imagine, and he's reading it. And in one of his arms, he is carrying some shirts, what looks like a jacket. It appears as if he is heading to the dry cleaners, this guy.
In fact, it's interesting that you link these two pictures. They are connected. One is carrying his bedding. One is carrying his dirty laundry. And yet, in a certain kind of way, they're linked pictures. Here's a man with his bedding, which could use a little cleaning. And here's a Wall Street attorney with his shirts. And they are linked. They're both in the public realm. And what they carry reveals something of their life to a stranger passing by.
It tells that it's so much about the difference in economic status, in life experience. You can see that. Yes, you're right, by what they're carrying, what they intend to do with what they're carrying. One, to find a home for the night. The other, to find cleanliness the next morning when he gets dressed to go to what you have to assume is a high-paid job.
I agree with you, and I disagree only in the sense that that's one level that of consonance between the two pictures. It tells us just one aspect of their lives, but I would hope that these clues also raise questions about what we don't know about their lives. The whole argument of this book is that portraits, photographic portraits, that we ascribe so much truth to are not necessarily revealing the inner character of the subjects, and that we don't know anything about the inner character or spiritual life of the Wall Street attorney or this homeless man who carries himself with so much dignity. Huh. And so there's an argument here about the nature of photographic portraiture altogether.
Yeah. Tell us how you take your portraits, Joel Sternfeld. You're not snapping rolls of film minute after minute, are you?
No, I work with a large 8x10 view camera. The negative is 8x10 inches big.
Wow.
It's the old-fashioned get-under-the-dark-cloth type camera.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, the camera, two lenses, three film holders, weigh about 40 or 50 pounds. It's an utterly different way to operate as a photographer.
My goodness. And you're carrying all that around so people agree to pose because they feel sorry for you.
Exactly. Exactly. But it also helps me because people think I must be serious or must have something in mind to bother to carry all that stuff.
Yeah. New Yorker writer Ian Frazier has written an essay for the catalog, the book for this show of yours in San Francisco. And he says, as a journalist, he has learned that, here's the quote, almost nobody listens to anybody else. A reason why people tell journalists such scandalous personal details is that nobody closer will pay them any mind. Now, Mr. Sternfeld, do you think that is why your subjects are willing to pose for you?
Yes and no. I think everybody likes to tell their story, and everybody in America is waiting to be discovered. It's one of our central imaginative preoccupations. If only I sit in the right drugstore in West Los Angeles, I'll be discovered. But I also think that it's something else. I think people in America are much more sophisticated and much more media aware than they were 20 or 30 years ago. And I think they understand media and consider themselves part of it or comfortable with it in ways that they didn't a few years ago. And I also would add, excuse me for interrupting, that I think it's a failure of the mass media in New York and Los Angeles to understand how sophisticated the populace is.
Hmm. But it's so interesting to me that they know enough not to grin for you. I mean, the way people do when you're taking family pictures and snapshots, posing in that way to show your very best self, your pearly teeth.
I think they're not grinning because the 8x10 camera elicits a serious response. Carrying an 8x10 camera and using film, you know, I've told all my subjects that each piece of film costs $7 a sheet. So not only do they feel sorry for my musculature, they feel sorry for my pocketbook. And I think nobody grins at a piece of film that costs $7.
At $7 a film, can you take dozens of pictures in the day?
I can't. When I first started out in 1978, I did a body of work called American Prospects at the rate of 2 negatives a day, a morning negative and an afternoon negative. Later on, I got smart and I realized I didn't have to shoot every morning or every afternoon, and I saved up my negatives, and sometimes I devoted 3 negatives to one subject. It's one of those things you do in life that's sort of counterintuitive. Everything's wrong about 8x10. It weighs too much. It's slow to set up. You have long exposures. But if you do it out of love, maybe it turns out to be all right.
Wow. But you have to be so careful then in whom you select to photograph, huh?
Yes and no. I believe that everybody is worthy of a photograph. You know, any beginning photography student can tell you that they go out on the street and they could use up all their film in the first 5 minutes or in the first half hour. Everything is magical and everybody is interesting. So I've chosen people that are salient in ways that relate to the times we live in. But the truth of the matter is, I think beauty in this world is not rare, and everybody is worthy of a picture.
Your pictures show so much. They show every ethnic group, every economic and social group. What have you learned, Mr. Sternfeld, about America in the course of assembling these photographs over so many years?
I think America is an incredibly complicated and complex society, and I think that's what makes it so interesting. The light and color and sounds and smells and structures of America, the dimensions of America, are different than anything that's ever come before. And it's fascinating. In the history of nations, there's been nothing like it. I always make the analogy between what Churchill said about democracy and America. Churchill said, it's the worst of all possible systems, except for all the others that have been tried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joel Sternfeld, the exhibit of his photographic portraits is called Stranger Passing. It's at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art through October 2nd. You can see some of Mr. Sternfeld's photographs on our website, npr.org.